Is that a regular meals you're talking about?
Yeah,
out there?
Everyday meals.
Okay.
But I would take... Well, the everyday meals were just as good as...
The
Sunday meals.
Uh-huh.
But
so you fixed a full meal every day?
I cooked a full meal every day, and every day your dad came home for lunch.
Uh-huh.
He would not eat. He'd eat a sandwich in the middle of the day.
Uh-huh.
He wanted a sandwich. But he'd rather come home and eat a peanut butter sandwich than to go to the cafeteria and eat what they had.
Okay.
So, but he... Come home, eat a sandwich. It wasn't always a peanut butter sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then dessert, and then he'd go back to work.
Well, did he ever talk about his work? I mean, what sort of things did he say about it, if he said anything?
Told me, they had open day out there. When they got the pipe mill done and all, and I did go through it all.
Okay.
But I can't. It would be flat pipe, and they had the equipment to roll it all up together and make the big diameter pipe, and they would change the diameter of the pipe over periods of time when they had orders.
Uh-huh.
And then that would be, they'd have to work all weekend to change the equipment to make the different, either small or larger diameter pipe.
Mm-hmm.
And, let's see. But I did go through the pipe mill.
Mm-hmm.
And his office, he had an office over at the pipe mill.
Mm-hmm.
They had offices over there. But then when they got through with the pipe mill...
Building it, you mean?
I got it running good and all.
Uh-huh.
He moved back to the main engineering office.
Okay.
And, let's see.
Did he ever have to work overtime?
Yes. He had to work...
Is that during the pipe mill
during
days?
During the pipe mill days, he had to work overtime.
Okay.
And Saturday, he'd have to go to work on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that was overtime.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing all my own work back then.
What do you mean your own
work? My housework.
Uh-huh.
And cooking and all.
Not with no help, you mean?
With no help.
Uh-huh.
Ironing and everything.
Uh-huh.
My daddy's shirts, I sent them to the laundry.
Okay.
Because he wore dress shirts and ties back then.
Okay.
He didn't like them, but he wore them.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, his pants was to be dry cleaned back then because they didn't have the washing
and wear
stuff.
But you did a lot of ironing?
Yes, I did a lot of ironing because with the kids and me too, it took a lot of...
Well, what was a typical day of your working?
Oh gosh. Take things as they come. Breakfast.
So you'd get up and fix breakfast?
Every morning breakfast was fixed and everybody ate breakfast.
What would y'all have for breakfast?
Bacon, scrambled eggs, and I'd make biscuit.
Is that a general every morning breakfast?
Yeah, I'd have sausage some mornings, but I mean, I'd vary it.
Mm-hmm.
But you had breakfast. Everybody eat breakfast every morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody come to the table and eat lunch. And everybody came and ate supper at a certain time, too.
Mm-hmm.
To try to keep everybody on schedule.
Okay. So the meals were eaten together, basically.
But always at our house, the meals were everybody eat together, and when we finally moved to a house where we had a dining room, we ate in the dining room most of the time because all the children had better table manners eating in the dining room than they did eating in the kitchen.
So y'all started eating in there, huh?
We started. Well, we've had a dining room for a lot of places. I've been living here for 34 years,
mm-hmm.
and I've always had that dining room right there, but we had dining rooms mm-hmm. every place. But
was it starting? Did Hill Avenue have one then?
Yes.
Okay, so that was where you started.
Yeah.
Well,
I didn't have a dining room suit, but I mean the kitchen wasn't big enough for.
For a table
and chairs. So we had a dining room. It wasn't a real large one, but a table and six chairs.
Mm-hmm.
And I made clothes.
Well, tell me about that.
Well, I made the girls and boys' clothes too.
Would you make pants and shirts?
Yes.
And
not for your dad, but for
the kids.
The kids.
Okay. What would you make? I mean,
I'd make a regular shirt. I'd double seam the shirts just like
the manufacturer.
Manufacturer did.
Uh huh.
But I'd have to get the buttonholes made because I never could make buttonholes.
Uh huh.
And I've still got this thing that I ordered back in the late 40s, and I used it. I ordered it from either Ritchie's or Davidson's in Atlanta.
Uh-huh.
It was snaps, and it's a thing, and you put the gripper snaps. So that's what I used then instead of
putting buttons
in? Unless it was a dress.
Okay.
Something dressed up.
Mm-hmm. You put a snap on it.
Put snaps on, and it was just like the gripper snaps that come on the ball clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And I still have the
mechanism. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now you keep it. And let's see.
So you'd make clothes. How about pants? You'd make pants too?
I'd make children's pants too.
And dresses,
yes. I started sewing, Richard. When I was 13 years old, I started making my own clothes. My
mm-hmm.
grandmother taught me how to sew.
Uh-huh.
And if I didn't do it just right to sew her, I had to rip it out and do it over.
Uh-huh.
And every seam had to be basted.
Hmm. Well, where did you get your fabric and things like that?
I would go downtown and buy my fabric.
Mm-hmm.
There was a store, it was Duncan's. It was down between, I believe it was between 3rd and 4th Street down there. They had beautiful dress material,
mm-hmm.
real nice. And I would go down there and buy the
mm-hmm.
materials.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mother Haney would bring me...
Daddy's mother?
Would bring me materials. I mean... And Sandra's and Lee's best dresses, she bought me taffeta material, and I made them, their dresses, and I made their Easter dresses. I couldn't afford to buy,
mm-hmm.
go to town and buy ready-made.
Did you ever buy ready-made clothes for them, or did at that time, or did
not,
you?
Not at that time.
Okay.
I didn't. I made everything.
Okay. Until about what time, just to...
Oh, me. That was,
did you say 60?
Yeah. Let's see. I don't remember, but...
For many years.
Okay. I made their clothes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they, what kind of transportation did y'all have?
City bus and taxi and a cab.
So that's when you moved here. You took the bus
here,
and took the bus.
Our cab.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't get a car until about 1950, and it was a 48 Nash.
Was that the first car that y'all had?
No, we had had one years before in North Carolina, and I learned to drive in the Smokies. And, of course, I didn't go fast because around all those curves. So, get so many cars behind me, your dad would make me pull over and let all the traffic get by. And,
You know what kind of car that was?
It had a Buick.
Do you remember what year it was?
No, I don't, but it was a pretty car. It was a good car. And,
So you didn't have one until about 1950, you said?
That was here, but this was back in the 40s.
Oh, yeah, right.
In North Carolina.
Right.
That we had this. And, but that's where I learned to drive. So when we got this car, I had to learn, get it all back again. Your daddy would sit on the front steps of the night. Of course, back in those days, there wasn't a lot of traffic late in the afternoon. And I'd drive around the block.
Practicing driving.
Practicing driving. And then I finally got my license, and of course I was nervous. And every time I'd take, this was before you were born. Sandra and Lee and Butch to town. Oh, they were trying to policeman to wave at. While I was trying to park or something.
Calling attention to it.
Calling attention to it. Of course, that made it that much worse. And oh, when we would, I'd take them to Tennessee. Oh, that this was in later years, though. We'll get to that later. But, we had that 48 Nash for several years. But I did learn to drive in the mountains.
Did you have a license back then?
I had a permit back then.
Okay.
And I was had to drive with a licensed driver.
Okay.
I did not have a license.
So when your first driver's license was when you got here?
Got here.
Okay.
Yeah. So, we had the Nash.
All right, for a few years.
For a few years, and
let's take the evolution of cars for a minute, just to work them through.
Okay. Well, we still had the Nash. Your dad bought a. Oh shoot! What kind was it? It was a Pontiac.
Bonneville?
No, it wasn't the Bonneville. It was before then. Turn it off. It was a Pontiac Catalina. Two-seated, of course.
Two-seated?
I mean,
two-door.
Two-door.
Yeah.
It was...
Right.
Front and back seat. Family. It was a family car.
Right. Did it have four doors or two doors?
I believe it had four doors. I'm not sure.
Okay. What color?
It was a green and white.
Do you remember about what year it was?
It was a...
Still had the Nash, you're saying?
Yeah, they drove it back and forth to work, but then he sold the Nash for $35.
Well,
it was still a good car, but he sold it for $35. And let's see, what kind did we get next?
Well, how long did you keep the?
Several years. It had an automatic transmission.
Okay.
For my benefit. And then we bought
there was a Chevrolet Impala at some point.
Well, yeah. Then they was ready to trade cars.
Okay.
And he went down to the Pontiac place, because we like Pontiacs.
Uh-huh.
And he was looking, and he looked, and he looked. And he couldn't get anybody to talk to him, tell him how much the cars were, or how much they would give him on hours.